Give the Lord a big clap and a louder shout of praise. And be seated in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. I welcome this everyone to this 8th day of the fast. The Bible says, he that continues till the end, the same shall be saved. Starting is not the issue. It is continuing and finishing. And before this fast is over, something drastic will happen to you. In Jesus' precious name. Tonight, our focus in the fast is the enforcement of the plan and the purpose of God. And by way of charge, it's the value of the plan and purpose of God. In the book of Matthew chapter 6 and in verse 9 and 10, he said, after this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Your plan be enforced on earth the way it is in heaven. Your purpose be enforced on the earth the way it is in heaven. We need the enforcement of the plan of God for our lives, for the church, for the nation, for many reasons. What is the value of the plan and purpose of God? Number one, God's plan and purpose secures the future. It secures the expected end. He said, I know the thoughts I think towards you. I know the plans I have for you. Plans of good and not of evil. To bring you to an expected end. It is when we follow his plan, when we follow his purpose, that the future is secured. The future he has for us as individuals in 2026. The future he has for us as a church in 2026. The future he has for us as a nation in 2026 is secured. As we line up with his plan and purpose. Number two, God's plan and purpose secures God's presence and help. It secures God's presence and help. He said, thus saith the Lord to Cyrus, whose right hand I have holding. To subdue nations before him, I will loose the loins of kings, to open before him the two leaf gates, and the gate shall not be shut. And in verse 2 he said, I will go before you, provided it is my plan you are following. I will go before you. I will help you to make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. If it is the presence of God you need, we must enforce his plan in our lives. If we need the help of God, we must be in his plan. It's not possible to secure his presence outside his purpose. It's not possible to secure his presence outside his plan. Thirdly, God's plan and purpose secures God's preservation and protection. Preservation and protection. God preserves. God protects. Psalm 105 verse 12 to verse 15. When they were but a few men in number, yea, very few, and strangers in it. When they went from one nation to another and from one kingdom to another people, he suffered no man to do them wrong. Yea, he reproved kings for their sakes, saying, touch not mine anointed and do my prophets no harm. God's plan secures the preservation of God. In his plan, you are not permitted to be a wastable material. In his purpose, you are not permitted to be bewitchable. Following his plan for your life, like Papa Yedebo said some time ago, when you are on track, you can't be trapped. Number four, God's plan and purpose secures peace and rest. Peace and rest. It is deliverance from crisis. Isaiah 48 and in verse 21, the Bible said, and they thirsted not when he led them through the deserts. Look at verse 19 first. 18. Oh, that thou hast hearkened to my commandments, then your peace will be like the river, and your righteousness as the waves of the sea. How I wish you followed my plan. Then you will have peace like a river. That is my plan, is the security of your peace. Peace like a river, righteousness like waves of the sea. This year, peace is your portion. And every trace of crisis is arrested. And number five, God's plan and purpose secures supernatural supplies and provision. You can't be begging for provision in his plan. Psalm 23 verse 1 to 2, he said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Provided he's leading me, provided I'm following his plan, provided I am following his purpose, the green pastures is my portion. Provision is my portion. Supplies are my portion. We saw already in Isaiah chapter 45, and in verse 2 and 3, actually, he said, I will go before thee. I will make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass, cut in sunder the bars of iron, and I will give you the treasures of darkness and the hidden riches of secret places, that you may know that I, the Lord, which called thee by thy name, I am the God of Israel. Somebody say a loud amen. One thing that is clear, how do we establish the plan of God? Number one, we establish it at the place of prayer. We establish and enforce the plan and purpose of God at the place of prayer. When thou pray, say, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on it as it is in heaven. Secondly, we establish the plan of God by contending with the forces of the adversary. The forces of the adversary. Paul the Apostle say, a good and effectual door is opened for me, but there are many adversaries. 1 Corinthians 16:9. A great door and effectual is open. God has opened doors for me, has given me, lined me up with his plan, but there are adversaries. See, there are things God wants to do with your life, but there are forces that don't want it. So when we pray tonight, pray with passion. Isaiah chapter 14 and in verse 27, he said, the Lord has purposed, who shall disannul? Which means there are forces waiting to disannul. His hand is stretched out, who shall turn it back? Which means there are those who are dreaming of turning back the hand of the Lord. Tonight, the plan of God for our lives and our land and our nation shall be enforced in Jesus' name. Stand up on your feet and let's be in a battle-ready and fire-ready mode of prayer. Lift up your hands, lift up your voices, and let's appreciate God for tonight. Go ahead and begin to thank him. Thank him for his word, thank him for his word, and thank him for his plans that will come to pass in your life tonight. Let's go. Shagadaga pragadaga valagadia la covarato zete kepeledia. La quanta capanatozia la capanate. Shimanagadaga pragadaga valagadia la corabalagada. Ikete kepereto zakaparate. Lagadaga pragadaga valagado. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are praying.